welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is McGurkland Edwin.
Oh, hi, guys.
We are on the fourth issue of this Paper Girl story arc.
Making our way.
Yes, we are. If you'd like to check out our previous covers, check out our last three episodes, as well as episodes 198 through 202. And we started out this one with Red Sue Aaron, you know, trying to get Tiffany and Mac out of the goop, the tapeworm goop.
Sticky goop.
Oh, sorry. I said tapeworm before. I meant maggot.
Oh. Oh, God. That makes it worse.
Yeah. Ugh. That's my bad. I forgot. Tapeworms are flat.
Tapeworms are flat. So that's okay.
That's my fault.
You know what? Time travel makes dimensional variations. It's fine. It's fine.
Well, I knew that Red Sue Aaron said what it was.
Yeah.
So I read it wrong. That was my bad. Anyway, she gives up, like, trying to lift Tiffany out of it, and it's like, all right, you know, let's try this. And she, like, lasers. She, like, Wonder Woman's.
Wonder Woman braces are like, she gives, like, the Wakanda salute.
Yeah.
And then this red light, like, pew, and gets rid of all the goop.
Both on Tiffany and on their Mac.
Yeah.
And so their Red Sue is like, all right, so let's go, we need to go find Aaron. And I think Tiffany's like, well, which one?
Right. And Red Suit Aaron's like, excuse me, what? The one that's not me.
I like how she says, yeah, but this place already has got a weird New Coke, Aaron. God, I forgot how New Coke was new back in the 80s.
80s references.
Loved it. Anyway, so New Coke, Aaron.
We're not calling for that.
Future Aaron.
Thank you.
I like Future Aaron. She comes climbing off of the fountain. It's like, all right, so what does it say? Like, what's carved in there? I saw there was something carved in there. And Aaron's just like, well, I don't know.
Stalling. Oh, stalling. Well, like, flip it over.
Yeah, she flips it over. And there's writing on that side, too. It says, get to the fourth folding now. Exclamation point. Oh, no, sorry. I just saw them.
That's fine.
Anyway. And Future Aaron's like, fourth folding? Okay, let's see. Maybe there's something on the device. And she takes out the device. The map pops up. And she's like, oh, yeah, there it is. Downtown Cleveland. I'm sorry. Over downtown Cleveland. Like, 1,000 feet straight up. Huh. Okay, so.
And she's like, luckily, we know a pilot.
Like, Missy's Missy can fly. Her sister is like, wait, Missy's a pilot? That's awesome.
Yeah. And Future Aaron's like, don't rub it in. Mom's already thrilled about it.
Well, you always say, don't. She's also engaged to a doctor, so Mom's obviously in heaven. And Aaron's like, what about Dad? If Mom's in heaven, where the hell's Dad?
Yeah, that metaphor went over her
exactly.
Head.
Exactly. So did the, what's that thing again?
Tardigrade.
Thank you. I'm not scientific.
That's fine.
The tardigrade is over her head, too.
Yeah.
On the right, well, really over her shoulder.
It's creeping up behind her.
Yep.
Like a big old space bear.
So Aaron swings the shillelagh. I'm just laughing back because that's what Max says it was.
It is technically a shillelagh. Hey, yes.
It's a field hockey stick.
It's also a field hockey stick or a cudgel.
Okay. At the tardigrade, and it, like, sucks it into its mouth and, like, bites off the end of it.
Chomp, 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 chomp.
But it also is right when Red Suit Aaron, Mac, and Tiffany come down the stairs. And so now we have three Aarons all in one place. This
it's fine. I'm really glad that we worked on giving them individual names, too. That helps me out.
Yes. And then Red Suit Aaron gets distracted by Future Aaron. It's like, oh, is that what I'm going to look like? And by that little distraction, she was about ready to stop the tardigrade.
Yes.
But because of that distraction, that tardigrade gets, like, a swing at her and knocks her out for, like, a hot second. Or knocks her down, I should say.
Right. She's prone, and she has to take her next full round action to stand up.
Yep. Tiffany jumps on it on the tardigrade rodeo style and mm-hmm. it rides it for a hot minute. And then Aaron grabs the broken
what did you call field hockey stick.
I was about ready to say shillelagh again.
You can call it a shillelagh.
Yeah, it's a field hockey stick. And shoves it, you know, in the head.
Poor yeah. little but space she bug bear that, is dead.
She even said, you know, she was sorry.
I would feel bad. I get it.
Yeah, it sucks. And then we get a nice little, let's see here, like, not fight.
It's a standoff.
Yeah.
As to which Aaron our 88 girls are going to go with.
But we're getting basically a whole, like, not epilogue, dialogue dump.
Exposition?
There we go. Exposition dump.
Yes.
Of what's going on. Like, this Aaron is basically a clone from when our Aaron was put into the machine by Heck and... Or, I'm sorry, Naldo and Uncle Heck.
Yeah. So, that's a weird yeah. thing.
And future Aaron's like, who the heck's that? Sorry. I mean, she said, who's that? And Max's like, they're the people who saved you.
When you got shot? Yeah. Remember?
By somebody. We don't know who.
That's not important. Yeah. It was definitely Mac. Don't forget, it was Mac that accidentally shot her.
I don't know if it was Mac or her mom. I think it was Mac when she was taking the
they
gun
They were
away,
both but... reaching for the gun and it went off yeah. and yada yada.
It's whatever. Anyway, so it's a clone and one of the bugs that, you know, put you back together had some of your DNA and they kind of basically cloned me from that. At the same time, though, back when you guys were first saw the ship and the ship, like, did whatever light it science magic stuff in here, it basically turned you guys invisible, you four invisible to the old timers. I'm invisible already because future blah blah blah. The problem is though is that future Aaron is invisible allegedly, but every creature I brought with me is sending a giant message to the old timers, hey, this is what's going on,
right? Red flag,
flashing
red flag,
lights, yeah,
red flag.
So it's kind of giving them a knowledge of where everybody is.
Yeah.
So this one is basically saying, Red Suit Aaron's like, all right, well, I've got to get you guys back to the future time because you guys get there and you can help us against the war against the old timers. And, you know, before they get here to try and stop us, future Aaron's like, why do you keep calling them old timers? Like, what's wrong with these people? Then Red Suit Aaron's like, because they'll take something like this, and she points to a wall that was tagged, painted
mural.
Over, mural. Like, they'll take something like this that is beautiful and paint back over it with the bland gray paint to make it just blank again.
Yeah.
That's what's wrong with them.
And she goes, like, most people over 30, they're monsters. Child.
Like, I'm...
Stop.
Yes. We're both over 30. We're not terrible monsters.
I'm like 27% monster.
Are you friends with the monster inside of your head?
Thank you, Rihanna. Yes, I am. But I'm not Eminem.
We go to Missy, who is flying her helicopter. Apparently she works for the hospital, which is kind of awesome.
That's
kind of
cool,
which makes sense that she, you know, engaged to a doctor and all. But, like, she was back up in the air, and
oh
she's getting...
Oh, my God, that's how they met. They would have met during one of her drop-offs. Oh, my God, I just wrote a whole story in my head. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay. She was saying that she was getting fuel because she was done for the night, but then everything went... Getting ready to pass the helicopter to the next shift, but then everything went crazy, and no one was around. She's getting yelled at by her superiors. It's like, look, I'm going to go down there and help out, like... I know I'm already overclocked, and next crew is supposed to be taken on, but they weren't there yet, and I was, so I'm going. I'm going to go help.
Right. And then her superior's like, we just watched the 19 Action News Chopper get swallowed by something on live television. And but then the old timers come.
Yep. And we get a giant Zeppelin. Like, I mean, like a giant Zeppelin.
Right, like a Zeppelin floating palace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looks kind of awesome, honestly.
I mean, I would work there.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh God, what if we are more monster than we thought because we're over 30? No, Joe, we can't.
I'm young at heart.
Anywho.
I think. That's why we go to Disney, right? Because we're young at heart.
Yes.
When we can't go to Disney.
Eventually.
Eventually. So, Red Suit Aaron, I have to like pause to remember who's who.
Which Aaron here. Is Aaron?
Yeah. So Red Suit Aaron's like, all right, guys, we're going to go to the fifth folding. Future Aaron's like, no, we have to go to the fourth folding. That's what what was inscribed on the
shillelagh, stick. Right.
And Aaron's just like, no, stop. Because she didn't tell Aaron about the other side.
The part that said, don't trust other Aaron.
Yes. And now she's basically trying to figure out which Aaron not to trust. Well, both Tiffany and Mac are like, what's going on? Why didn't you tell us what was written on there? And Aaron's like, well, we don't know if she wrote it or not, or if it was, you know.
We don't know what to believe right now.
Yeah.
And Red Suit Aaron is like, yeah, that's good that you should be suspicious, but you should definitely come with me to the future because I'm the only one who can save you.
Yeah, obviously that was a trap.
Right. And then Future Aaron is like, well, I don't think that's a good idea. I don't think that they should trust you. We don't even know. Why are you threatening these children? Please stop.
Well, then Mac's like, you know, the future is what helped save Aaron when she got shot.
True.
Does the future have maybe somewhere to stop me from my illness? And Red Suit Aaron's like, well, yeah, we could definitely save you from your illness in the future. And so Mac's like, all right, done. Let's go.
Yeah. Future Aaron's like, this is insane. You cannot leave with these children, please.
I feel bad, though, at this point, because then that's when Tiffany's like, well, both Mac and Tiffany are like, well, you can't listen. We don't have to listen to you. And even Aaron thinks you're crazy.
Right. Aw, emotional heartbreak.
Yeah. Which is very sad. I mean, I get it. And then Future Aaron's like, you know what? And if we've learned one thing over the last 28 years, it's that most people are way better liars than we are.
And they're both crying?
Yeah. It sucks. Like, I get it. But then the fifth folding opens up, and we see a kind of a beautiful world.
It's like flying lizard centipede things, or flying fish centipedes, and like, it's very, where did Jar Jar live?
Not Naboo. It was the...
was on Naboo, but it's a...
Yeah, but like Naboo was the still... City of Naboo was still Naboo.
Right. But it's the...
Yeah, the water city.
It's where the Gungans live under the water. That's what it looks like.
Oh, now I'm just running through the... Anyway. Yes, it looks cool. It looks... I mean... Yeah.
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 So what did they do?
We'll find out next issue.
Oh, okay.
Thank you for listening to Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Paper Girls story.